Good morning. With the approach of Shavuot, a recurring question every year for those who stay up all night is, come morning, before davening, which brachas can and which brachas cannot be said, because maybe that we were up all night, we have a problem with some of the brachas. So in fact, there are four brachas that are questionable that we're going to have to analyze. Number one, Al Netilas Yadayim in the morning. Do we only say that bracha if we slept, or do we say the bracha regardless? Number two, Birchas HaTorah, Birchos HaTorah, the brachas that we say every morning, Aras Lasok, Bidirei Sora, etc., is that only if we slept? Number three, Elokai Neshama Shenasata B'Tehorai, the neshama that you returned to me, but I've been up all night. And number four, Hamavir Shena Me'enai, Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for wiping the Shena, the sleep from my eyes, but I did not sleep. So we're going to talk about the first of them today, Al Netilas Yadayim and Emir Tzashem. Tomorrow, the next day, we will talk about the others. So when it comes to the Al Netilas Yadayim, in order to understand this question to somebody who was awake all night, say the Al Netilas Yadayim, we have to understand the reasons why we wash and say the bracha Al Netilas Yadayim each and every morning. So this is a major machlokes between the Rosh and the Rashba. According to the Rosh, the reason is that during the night, the hands can touch dirty places, places that should not be touched. And accordingly, in the morning, the default is the hands are dirty. And therefore, based on that assumption, Chazal instituted that we say, we wash hands and we say the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim in order for us to daven and say Kriya Shema Shmona Esrei with clean hands. So there's a bracha, we wash, and there's a bracha because the concern that hands touch something during the night. The Rashba, on the other hand, says no. The reason that we wash and say a bracha is because in come morning we are a bria chadasha. Our soul has been returned to us. We are newly created. And therefore, based on this, Chazal instituted that come morning we should sanctify our hands. Lihit kadesh b'kdushaso. We should wash just like the Kohen before he does the avod in the Beis HaMikdash. He washes his hands from the kior, the sink in the Beis HaMikdash. So too, before our avodah, before our davening, we would be makadesh. We would wash our hands and say a bracha. So based on that, the Rashi of the Rosh and the Rashba, the Beis Yosef does an analysis, and he says, based on the Rosh, that the concern is the hands are dirty. Somebody's up all night, very likely didn't touch a dirty place. He was watching what he was doing all night. So we would not wash Netilas Yadayim and certainly not say a bracha based on the Rosh. According to the Rashba, who said we are newly created in the morning, and therefore we have to wash, just like the Kohen Gakohen in the Beis HaMikdash, he says the same thing here. We are not newly created, maybe because we have the same soul that never went up, so maybe we don't have to wash. But on the other hand, he says maybe according to the Rashba that we are thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having returned our soul, maybe that is a bracha that we say regardless of actually having been slept. We have to say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu regardless. It may be a Chazal instituted based on a lob plug, whether you slept or you didn't sleep, we should be saying the bracha. So in the Shulchan Aruch, Rav Yosef Karo Paskins, if somebody was up all night, it's a safek im tzarich litol yadav shachis, if he has to wash his hands or not, the hispalal, in order for davening and to remove the ruach ra on his hands. Maybe the ruach ra only comes because of sleep, or maybe it comes because of the night, independent of the sleep. So the Shulchan Aruch says it's a safek, and the Rama Paskins that one should wash, but without a bracha of yitlam below bracha. So continuing in that vein, what does somebody do who's up all night for Shavuot? So we have a couple of solutions. Solution number one is that he should hear the bracha Al Netilas Yadayim for somebody else who indeed did sleep, and the person saying the bracha, the sleeper, has to have in mind to yotze, to be motzi, the person who is being yotze, who the person who didn't sleep. The person who didn't sleep has to be in mind that he's going to be yotze via the person who slept. So that's solution number one, not saying the bracha, but being yotze via somebody else. A second solution that's brought by many poskim, including the Mishnah Brew, is that if somebody goes to the bathroom after Alos HaShachar, before davening, so go to the bathroom, and he says, for example, somebody who's up all night may not have the requirement to wash, certainly not to say the bracha, although some poskim disagree, say that you do have to wash anyway and say the bracha, but we see the Ramah says don't say the bracha. So the proper thing to do is to go to the bathroom, either that he makes gedolim, he moves his bowels, or he urinates and wipes himself. And if that's the case, everyone would agree that he has to wash and has to say the bracha of al netilas yadayim and asher yatzar. So those are two solutions. Solution number one, somebody else should say the bracha for you. Solution number two is to go to the bathroom as described, and based on that, there would be an obligation. And just I do want to point out that the Mishnah Berurah does bring that there are those that disagree with the Ramah and obligate the Netilas Yadayim and saying the bracha regardless of having slept. And indeed, that is how the Orach HaShulchan paskins. He says, Nira Ikar, the Varach, the Ikar would be to say the bracha for somebody who is to wash and say the bracha for somebody who is awake all night. Despite that, still, we would say wash and say the bracha, but I think it's common Shavuos morning that somebody who has slept gets up and says the bracha for somebody else, or we do the other solution, going to the bathroom, that's not so difficult to do, and then washing and saying al netilas yadayim afterward. Emir Tzashem, tomorrow we will continue with the question, how about when it comes to Birkos HaTorah, how would we apply some of these concepts? Is it about the night causing the obligation, or is it only if somebody slept? Have a wonderful day.